from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. 370 needy families in Timmins will have food to celebrate Christmas with, thanks to the Moose FM Schumacher Lions Club Feeding Families Radiothon. Yesterday's 12-hour event raised over $46,000. Stan Fowler, Santa Claus Fund Chairman Lion John McCauley, says the vouchers will be delivered 2 weeks from tomorrow. They're good at any grocery store in Timmins for any grocery items, diapers, for example.
Cigarettes and alcohol, because some of the stores do sell alcohol now. They're strictly forbidden, and it says so on the vouchers.
This was the fifth year of the joint project of Moose 93.1 and the Lions. We look forward to many more. Another zero-sum day for the Porcupine Health Unit in terms of COVID-19 cases. There are two new ones, bringing the total to 2,279, and two more resolved, leaving the number currently active at 9. Both the new cases are somewhere between Smooth Rock Falls and Matheson. Well, you've obviously found the place to get the local news you might have missed during the day. But if you ever miss the 5 o'clock Moose News, we're now on a podcast. It drops at about 5:05 every weekday, and you can find it wherever you get your podcasts. The theme of the 2022 Timmins Chamber of Commerce Business Awards is The Wizard of Oz, There's No Place Like Timmins. The Nova Awards Gala is set for May 12th at the MAC. Chamber Manager of Business Services Carmen Swartz says the same 15 categories for business awards will be back.
You know, it works, so we've really stuck with the same, and we've been really fortunate to have all of our event partners step up and support the event for 2022.
Swartz says a good way to show your support for local business is to nominate one for an award. You can do that until January 28th. In Moose sports, three games in less than 48 hours for the Timmins Rock this weekend. They're at home at the MAC tonight, facing the French River Rapids at 7:30. In Kirkland Lake to meet the Gold Miners tomorrow night, and then back home at 3 Sunday afternoon for the latest chapter in the battle for first place against the Powassan Voodoos. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.